But Sean, a fantastic day here in McCool Park. It was great to see so many people out and meeting and greeting both sets of players today. And I suppose it's really kick-started now the build-up to the All-Ireland final.
Well, today is probably the first day now that we've really seen how the results last Sunday have affected everybody in the county. Today in McCool Park has just been unbelievable. The amount of kids that were there with their parents, and the queues for all the players to get autographs and photographs. It was amazing, and I'm very delighted too to see the minors. They were there with them, and the amount of people that were there to congratulate them, get their autographs and photograph for them. It's been a great day.
Yeah, it certainly has, and an occasion like this can probably get to some of the younger guys, but they were certainly making the most of it, and they were taking it all in and enjoying it.
They were. They did. In fairness, they all done very well, all our players, and everybody got a... They were all inundated. Mm. Of course, the like of Michael and Carl and Jim, they were particularly under pressure, but I'd have to say the amount of people there that was lining up to speak to Oran McNeil and Ryan McHugh, Darrow O'Connor, all the younger boys that wouldn't be as recognisable as Michael Murphy's or Carol Lacey. They're everybody's important now, and they're role models for everybody in the county as well. So it's just been a fantastic day, and everybody I think has gone home reasonably well. They got a fair chance in at the players and got their photographs, and it's been a great start now. And this day 2 weeks will only be will not be long away from the first whistle in the minor game, so it's going to be an exciting 2 weeks.
Speaking to the players afterwards, they get a boost from this sort of occasion too, so they didn't meet so many people.
They do. You do. It might seem a bit laborious in that, but they actually does give them a... Speaking of John Gilday out there on the field and watching it all, and John was saying this actually does give them a great boost. They see what it means to the people of the county. It means to the children, means to all the adults. So no, that gives them a boost. I know they're a bit tired here now this evening, but they're going home now. They have everything done that they have to do regards the media, the supporters, and they're glad to have that out of the way now, and they're going home, and they have 2 weeks to fully focus on the job ahead on the 21st. So it's important now that the people of the county do let them concentrate on the game. And again, I've been appealing to people not to be bothering them with ticket requests and the like. Just let them get on with it, and there will be tickets, hopefully, for most people come this day fortnight.
Yeah. How is the allocation looking at the moment, Sean? Or do you have any figures yet as to what sort of allocation the county is going to get, and will can everybody in the county be sorted that wants one?
Well, you never can have enough tickets. That's probably at this early point you can never have enough. And all I can say at the moment, I don't want to go public on it yet, because we want to notify the clubs first, and that'll happen on Monday morning. And but all I can say is there's tickets for every adult member in the county at the moment. They're over and above that, and the allocations will be made known to the clubs now on Monday. There will probably be a bit of a panic when people still think, well, I'm not a member, where do I go looking for my tickets now? But as I've been saying, just put the feelers out, ask anywhere and everywhere, and come the week of the game, when tickets start circulating, people always seem to pick them up wherever, and hopefully everybody and 90% of the people that want to go will get a ticket for the day.
Is it good advice to look outside the county for a ticket as well, Sean? Because a lot of counties do that when it comes to big deciders, and I suppose given that Donegal people are spread right across the country, maybe that might be another access for tickets.
It is. People often ask, where do all the tickets go for All-Ireland finals? If the participating counties only get X amount, then there's always seems to be 40,000 or 45,000 that go elsewhere. So they go to every club in Ireland gets an allocation of tickets, and while there's Donegal people spread all over Ireland that'll be looking for those, you have to put the feelers out. You need to ask your friends and family, any contacts you have down the country, get on to them, and I'm sure the tickets will start circulating come the week of the game in particular, same as 2012. So I'm hopeful that we can get as many as possible. And Donegal people are resilient, as we know, and I'm sure they'll get their hands on them.
What's it been like this week for you? Because when everybody else is celebrating this Dublin one, the county board has to go into overdrive and trying to organise tickets is the first thing. And then there's obviously events around the All-Ireland weekend as well that have to be sorted. So you have been working long, hard days over the last number of few days, have you, Sean?
It has been extremely busy over the last 4 or 5 days in particular. Only the, 3 weeks seems a long time to the game, but in reality, it's a very short time. Firstly, the whole question of tickets was the first thing that came up, and we're trying to deal with that, working with Croke Park, what the allocations are, how we're going to allocate them to the clubs. Then there's, of course, the banquet on the night of the game. That'll go ahead regardless of the results. So there's a massive interest in that, and we had to secure a venue for that early in the week, which took a lot of work as well. So we're delighted now we're going to the City West. They'll be able to seat 2,000 people, and then they'll be able to, after dinner, another 1,000 people can join the event as well. So that is allowing us to have increase our capacity over 2012. So that has been a big body of work. And of course, there's so much has to be organised for the players. There's their gear for the All-Ireland Finals, their leisure gear from O'Neill's, gear for the banquet, their formal gear, and then gear for coming home, and just all the requirements of the players. That has to be a priority first, because after all, they're central to this whole thing. So those are the three big areas that we've spent very long hours this week on, and a lot of those preparations are in place now, and there's a lot of other things that'll happen over the next over the next week, but I suppose ultimately the thing that'll be pressing us most will be tickets for the next 2 weeks.
It's a situation you wouldn't change for the world, would you, Sean?
I wouldn't change it for the world, no. Even the most optimistic in us, probably we couldn't have foreseen that we'd have our two teams in the All-Ireland Final. And a lot of people would have travelled to Dublin last week, even in hope, more than expectation, which we would have expected to win games over the last number of years. So, no, it's just a fantastic place to be. It's a fantastic place for me personally, of course, for everybody involved, the county board, the players, the management, and but for the supporters and everybody in the county, it has just given, everybody's just got so excited about it, and it has really caught the imagination again, and people are so proud of these players. They just think they're just an amazing group of players that we have had over the last few years, and the success they've brought to us, and hopefully there's some more coming in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and if the supporters or Donegal people want to get more details on those events over the All-Ireland Bank Holiday weekend, is it a case of just contacting the club, Sean, is it?
Well, all the tickets, the match tickets and the banquet tickets, those are all out of the clubs at the moment. So the clubs have to have their orders in for banquet tickets now by Monday at lunchtime. So I'd advise people, if they're interested in going to that event, certainly get in touch with their club. The clubs, as I said, will be getting notified of their match ticket allocation later this week, or probably early in the week, sorry. And everything else that's going on, there's a lot of fundraising, naturally enough, going on at the moment, and I'd appeal to people to support any of the fundraising initiatives that are out there, particularly our training fund draw, because I think nobody would think that these players don't deserve to be given everything they need in preparing for the All-Ireland Final. So I'd appeal to people to support us financially as well, because it's a difficult time, because there's a lot of expenditure, and I think if we can support them every way we can to make it easy for the players and the management, it'll be worth it come the 21st.
And of course the ultimate goal is to get these two All-Ireland titles. What a night that would be. Back in the Diamond, Sean, your hometown, your home club. You'd have some big nights there in the past, but I suppose if you had two All-Irelands in the one night coming home, that would certainly top it all off.
I've had some great nights in the Diamond Donegal town, I have to say. I've been very lucky, been club chairman and welcoming back winning teams over the years, over the last 10 years, be it minor teams, vocational schools, under 21 teams, and the senior teams, of course. But I would have to say, if we're lucky enough, and I'm sure I have every confidence in our teams are going to put on up great performances in Croke Park, and that would have to be the pinnacle of my involvement in GAA. It'll be very hard to top bringing the two cups back to the Diamond on the Monday night.
What a night that will be. I hope you're right. Thanks for talking to us, Sean.
Thanks very much, Eugene.